Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Scientists and tribal leaders are investigating whether something strange is going on with striped bass off Martha's Vineyard. They want to know whether a small population of the fish, sometimes known as stripers, are defying their migratory nature. Eve Zuckoff reports that to find out, they're putting fish on the operating table.
The patient is out cold. At 30 inches from snout to tail, it's propped on its back, upside down on a folding table. Four people lean over it, ready with sterile saline, scalpels, and sutures. A water pump runs steadily into the fish's mouth, and the overflow drips off the table. Brian Prendergast, research fellow for the Marine Biological Laboratory, begins the procedure.
I need a vial.
It takes less than a minute to pluck a few scales off a striped bass and deposit them into a tiny plastic tube.
Do you need any more scales?
Nope.
Then a team member takes a muscle tissue sample. And finally, it's time for the main event. In this pop-up lab near the water, surrounded by tall trees and the occasional kingfisher, Prendergast makes a 2-inch cut near the fish's stomach.
I'm a little bit closer to the midline than I should be.
He inserts a black acoustic tag, roughly the shape of a battery.
That's okay.
Before the fish could land on the operating table, it spent 10 minutes in a cooler filled with water and an anesthetic that smells like cloves. The researchers knew the patient was ready for surgery when it lost its balance.
So once the fish has sort of lost its ability to keep itself upright in the water, then we know that it's starting to work.
That's Lisa Abbo, the team's veterinarian.
And then we can give it a little pinch with our finger on the tail, and if it doesn't have any response, then we know that it's adequately anesthetized.
This fall, officials from the Aquinawampanoag tribe partnered with researchers at the Marine Biological Laboratory in Woods Hole to implant tags in 20 striped bass from Squibnocket Pond on Martha's Vineyard. If all goes to plan, it's the first time researchers will be able to document this unusual behavior of migrating fish who are instead staying in one place.
It's not uncommon to have striped bass year-round in places, but typically they're landlocked. These fish aren't landlocked. They have a choice. So if they are staying here year-round, they're making a choice to be here.
That's according to Brett Stearns, who oversees the tribe's natural resources department. He says striped bass typically leave the northeast in the fall, migrating to warmer waters in the southeast. But if they are sticking around, as many suspect, they're likely snacking on the local herring population. And restoring that fish population has been a major focus of the tribe in the last decade.
Turn of the century, there was an estimated population of herring within the Squibnocket system around 1.5 million, and now we're looking at about 3% of historic averages.
That's Andrew Jacobs, also with the tribe. He says herring hold a special cultural significance for the Aquinawampanoag. And, he says, warming waters from climate change could be prompting striped bass to stay around the pond year-round. And that could help explain why herring populations have dropped. After the incision is sewn up, the striper patient is rushed into Jacob's hands. He's standing in waist-deep water, ready to help the fish wake up.
So we're holding its mouth open to the current right here, so water's flowing over those gills. It'll slowly dissipate the anesthesia within its body, and then when it's ready to swim off on its own, it'll let you know.
The team expects that in the next few weeks, the 20 tagged fish will start to make the key decision to stay around Squibnocket Pond or begin the migratory journey south. Either way, acoustic receivers will pick up their movements. The researchers will be able to tell a story of where striped bass are going and relate that back to the herring population.
For us to revive and bring back the herring, we need to understand what the predator-prey dynamic within the ecosystem is. So it's just one more key to a very large puzzle.
As the fish begins opening and closing its mouth and thrashing its powerful tail, it's time for Jacobs to let go and hope for data. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Eve Zuckoff.